The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Joining me in the studio now, Gareth Mullins, executive chef at Anantara the Marker in Dublin and at Forbes Street Restaurant, and co-host with Gary O'Hanlon of the podcast Dishing It Out. Gareth, good morning.
Morning, Pat. How are you?
Guinness bread. I love it.
Yeah, this time of year, I really try and change gear with my cooking. And normally, and we've spoken about this before, on a Monday when I'm off, I normally do a bit of cooking and I'm back to baking brown bread. But I'm giving you a slightly different recipe this morning. It's Guinness bread. So it's really, really simple. I mean, literally all you do is weigh out the dry ingredients, the wet ingredients, mix them together and then bake them in the oven.
So, but like a bowl of chowder and Guinness bread.
Oh man, there's nothing better. Absolutely, exactly, nothing better. So what we're going to do, you're going to need 250 grams of wholemeal flour, 250 grams of plain flour, 8 grams of salt, 20 grams of bread soda, 50 grams of brown sugar, 75 grams of porridge oats, and then for the wet part of the recipe, you need 2 tablespoons of black treacle. Little trick when you're taking black treacle out, if you just get a cup of boiling water, dip your spoon into the boiling water, take the treacle out, it'll fall straight off the spoon, and then do it again, fall straight off the spoon. Then 100 grams of buttermilk and 400 mils of Guinness. Mix it all together, it'll look like this quite dark porridge mix, and then you just get a bread tin, brush it with a little bit of oil or butter, little bit of flour, shake it around, put the mix in, pop it into a preheated oven at 170 degrees for about 50 minutes. You can't really overcook this bread, but you can undercook it.
Okay.
So I like, a lot of recipes will tell you to cook it at like 155, 160. I actually like when the edges of it get quite hard, and then take it out, leave it for 5 minutes, and then just tip it out and leave it on a wire rack to rest. And lots of good Irish country butter.
Oh, yeah.
Thicker than the slice of bread.
I mean, if you have all the ingredients, this is dead simple.
It's really simple. And come here, look, if you don't want to do it with Guinness, if you just substitute the Guinness and just do all buttermilk, the recipe will work and it'll be Irish soda bread. But I do think the black treacle and the Guinness definitely give that soda bread a different twist.
Now, you have a couple of soupy things which are, we're getting wintry, aren't we?
Yeah, a little bit wintry. Like, there is a change in season now. And look, I made a leek and potato soup on Monday. My kids love it. My wife loves it. I love it. So, made some brown bread. It's such a delicious thing to have when the weather is changing. So, but I'm giving you a recipe for a creamy vegetable soup today with garlic croutons. What you're going to need is 2 onions sliced, 1 leek, chopped up into little squares, and wash it really well. As we know, it leaks. The soil tends to grow up through the leak. Mm-hmm. So make sure you just throw it into the colander and give it a good wash. 3 carrots that you're going to peel and chop. 2 medium potatoes peeled and diced. 1/2 small head of broccoli, stalk and all. Make sure you chop up the stalk and throw that into the soup. 1 teaspoon of dried mixed herbs or some fresh thyme or fresh rosemary, whatever you like. Then for making the soup, you need some olive oil, about 3 tablespoons, 50 grams of butter, 100 mils of chicken stock, or sorry, 1 litre of chicken stock. If you haven't got fresh chicken stock, of course, a couple of stock cubes and some water is perfect. And then to finish the soup, which is optional, 100 mils of cream. Really makes a difference when you add the cream in. Melt the butter and the olive oil in a heavy base pot that's going to fit at least 1 litre. Then saute off your onions and their leeks until they're nice and soft with no colour. Then you season it with plenty of salt and pepper and herbs. Then in with the potatoes, the broccoli, the carrots, saute for another 5 minutes, in with the chicken stock, bring it up to a simmer, give it a good skim, and then let it cool down a little bit. And if you have a little hand blender, give it a good blend. If not, into like a
Maggi mixer.
Exactly,
like that,
one of those things. And a chef's trick is you drop a couple of little knobs of butter while it's blending. That'll make it even richer and more delicious, and the cream. And then another little chef's trick, if you have a sieve, pour the soup through a sieve and it makes the soup much more velvety and creamy. A bowl of that soup, garlic croutons, I've done croutons on here loads of times, chop them up, little bit of olive oil, bit of garlic, into the oven till they go nice and crispy.
Now, your other one is Thai chicken, coconut and coriander broth.
Yeah, this to me is exactly the type of food I want to eat on a weekday night. So I'm going to give you the recipe. If you add noodles into this, it'll turn into a dinner. Without the noodles, I think it's perfect for lunch. Or indeed, if you're someone that eats at El Desco, make it the night before, throw it into a little thing and bring it in and eat it at the desk and work. Absolutely brilliant. You need 100 grams of fresh coriander, 1 tablespoon of Thai green curry paste. Of course, you can use a curry paste recipe, but there's wonderful curry pastes on the market out there. Pick up one of them. 5 shallots, 5 cloves of garlic and a knob of ginger. You need 100 mils of fish sauce, one tin of coconut milk, 500 mils again of chicken stock. So again, if you don't have it, use a stock cube. Juice of a lime, two chicken breasts that you can cook these in your air fryer and then just chop them up. 200 grams of frozen sweet corn. That's just to give the soup a little bit of body. You could use tinned sweet corn as well, no bother. And then a bunch of spring onions. Now, all you're going to do in a wok or in a pot, fry off your paste, your curry paste, on a medium heat for about 3 minutes. Mm-hmm. What that does is just starts to release all the oils in the paste. Then you're going to go in with the shallots, the garlic and the ginger. Cook it for another 3 minutes. Then in with your coconut milk and your chicken stock. Bring that up to the boil. Now it's time to season the soup. Fish sauce. I know I've said 10 mils, but really that's kind of the salt in the recipe. Yeah. So you add a little bit of that in, have a taste. The juice of a whole lime. You want it to kind of be spicy, sour and salty all at the same time.
The Asian touch, isn't
it? Needs to have a bit of dig in at this soup. So then in you go in with the, right at the end, you go in with the chopped chicken, the sweet corn and all of that coriander. It looks like too much coriander, but it really needs it. And the spring onion. Give it a mix, piping hot, absolutely delicious. As I said, add a few noodles in if you want to make it more substantial. But we brought you around the world with soup there.
I'm salivating at the moment. Gareth Mullins of Anantara The Marker, thank you very much. Now, still to come on the show this morning.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.